Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT. In today's spotlight on the Temple Owls and Jeff Collins, the head coach in his first season heading into 2017. Jeff, how you doing today?
Great.
Now, Coach, when you look at this opportunity that you have with Temple and with the future of this program, what can you say about what led you to this place, led you to this opportunity specifically?
Right. Well, just, you know, learning about how up and coming this conference is. You know, I think it's one of the top conferences in college football. The competition that you get to go against every single week, obviously on the field, but on the recruiting trail too. You know, it's an elite level of football. And then, you know, Temple's been the best team in the East for the last 2 years, and then won the conference last year. So I just think that says a lot about, you know, the programs that's been built and, you know, the kids that are involved in this program and the way the administration and the staff have risen to take this to a very high level as a top 20 football program in college football.
And Jeff, this team had, over the last few years, didn't have, you know, a lot to, before Matt Rhule, to kind of hang the hat on. This was a program that had been, you know, waiting to surge, waiting to come back, waiting to find that leadership. And Matt Rhule helped to bring the most recent era of Temple football into something special. What can you say about building off of what Matt Rhule had done and kind of the state that Temple football is in with him leaving and you being in?
Sure. Well, I don't know if you knew this, but me and Matt are best friends.
Yeah.
He was my linebackers coach when I was the defensive coordinator at Auburn College. He was a linebackers coach when I was the defensive coordinator for 4 years at Western Carolina. So a lot of the same philosophies that I have, you see mirrored throughout this, you know, program. Over the last 4 years, with him and I being so close, whenever there were major decisions to be made, you know, offense, defensive styles, philosophically with hires, you know, the direction of the program, you know, I was fortunate to be, you know, intimately involved to help Matt, to give him counsel, and so all of those things that are the blueprint of Temple football, you know, I feel like I've been, you know, intimately involved with over the last 4 years, and then you step into the head coach's role, and it's a seamless transition. I think all the players on the team notice it, because the philosophies that I believe in, and the culture that I've created, the places I've been, you know, already exists here. And so that's a nice feeling, having that comfort, and Matt and I being so close, and, you know, knowing these players the way I know them now because of what Matt and Sean Patton and Francis Brown, who is the DB's coach here, I'm his, you know, his oldest son's godfather. So I've got a head start that maybe a lot of other coaches that take over a new program aren't as fortunate to have.
When you're getting the torch passed to you from Matt, being so close, being close friends, and obviously being able to work together to build off each other over time, when he passes that baton to you, what was that moment like? What was kind of his, I mean, obviously you're going to continue to have open dialogue, but what was his kind of statement or statements to you once Temple becomes your child and he's been raising the child for the last few years?
Sure. No, it's positive. I think, you know, if he could pick anybody in the world to do this, I think I would be the choice. In fact, he said the same. I just think it's, you know, good. He said that, you know, all the kids are great kids. They want to work hard. The staff and the administration is committed to having Temple be a top 20 football program, to be the class of this great conference. And, you know, I think there's just excitement all around from everybody involved, inside the program and outside.
As you look at Temple moving forward, I mean, they've had a lot of success recently. You said, you know, obviously the transition for you a little bit easier for you to come in after Matt, as you know, easier than it is in other places around the country. But what have you tried to instill with the team? How much have you been able to be around and kind of have conversations with the guys about what you're looking for, what your pillars are, what your foundation is, so to speak?
Sure. I mean, I think it happened the day that I took over the program, met with them, with the players before, went to the press conference, Another group of people that I reached out to were the outgoing seniors, because they're kind of the ones that are kind of left in, you know, no man's land because they played, and now they're, when they come back to the building, there's a whole new group of coaches and a new head coach. So it was important to me to build a bond with the guys that are leaving the program that I'm never going to get to coach, but I formed a very, very strong bond with those guys as well. But I think just the little moments that happened throughout the past 2 months, where you show your leadership, you show how much you care about them. We have signs all over the coaches' offices. You know, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And that was the big emphasis for the new staff, is make sure these players know that we're here for them. Make sure they know that we love them, we care for them. You know, we're going to work hard, we're going to be demanding. But at the end of the day, we're people that love them, care for them, want them to get their degree, want to see them develop in every phase of their life. And I think once kids see that and know that you're real, then they're willing to do all the things that they do, work ethic, in the weight room, in the off-season program. And I think that's the moments that really build a strong team.
Jeff, when you look at building a strong team and building up these student-athletes in a time where social media, I mean, you've been around for a while. You've been around the block. So you know the world before social media. You know recruiting before social media. What has that done to a head coach now that there is this world of social media? Fans can get out to them. Every coach everywhere can see. I mean, if you have a good visit with somebody, the whole world's going to know that, and they might be calling that kid 3 minutes after you're out the door, if not 3 seconds after you're out the door. So how do you tackle social media as a head coach in the recruiting aspect? And then secondly, how do you handle it as far as what you want your student athletes to do as far as social media?
All right. Well, big thing, you know, I think I've been throughout my career one of the front runners or the people that stayed ahead of the curve in social media. I enjoy it. You know, I like interacting with the fans. I love interacting with recruits, letting them inside to see a glimpse of what our personalities are. So it's something that we embrace around here. We just hired a new person who's our multimedia coordinator. You know, he's a specialist with advanced graphics, and so we're excited about him. His name is Drew Gerson, to really help us. And if you see it, I think he's trending right now on Twitter. I think he's made ESPN for his hire as a multimedia guy. They're calling him the swag coordinator. But I just think, you know, it's fun letting people get a sense of the personality in this program. And then, you know, because I think that, you know, this place is built on toughness, built on being a physical team. But, you know, I don't think that is in any contradiction with being tough, with being physical, playing football the right way, being disciplined, which is all the things that we believe in this program. You can do all those things and work hard, but still do it with some energy, some juice, you know, attack the day with positivity. And that's what I think we do, and I think that's what we excel at. And I'm excited to continue that here.
You spoke about the swag coordinator and kind of how you've gotten involved before with, you know, handwritten things that you've done and, you know, posted on social media and whatnot. What can you say about, you know, what a swag coordinator is going to be for you at Temple and kind of how you tackle recruiting and how you tackle this whole new era of you know, the more and more that, you know, the entertainment value of Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and whatnot. How do you tackle all that?
It's just, you know, you want to give people glimpses into your program. There's certain things that, you know, will be just for our players, will be intimate, they'll be private, you know, but the other parts that recruits want to see, they want to see how you are with the players. You know, we had a last Thursday was a snow day that canceled classes. So the second they made the announcement that you canceled classes, you know, I threw a snow day party. We got chicken, we got chicken wings, we got pizzas. We had ping pong tournaments, we had video game tournaments, had pool tournaments, and just turned our football facility into a snow day. And, you know, if people can see that on social media, see how close we are with our team, see how close our team is with each other, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Because people want to be associated with winners. They want to be associated with coaches that truly care about their student-athletes. And then they want to be with guys that love playing ball, where they love working hard, enjoy spending time together. So if those moments can be captured on social media, And I just think that's an advantage that you can have, because, you know, people that are, you know, we recruit in Florida, we recruit in North Jersey, you know, they need to sort of have access to our program and get excited that we are a top 20 program. We are back-to-back East Division champions, and, you know, the future's bright with the kind of kids we have involved in this program.
Two questions before I wrap up here with you, Coach. The first being the American Athletic Conference. I mean, there's the so-called Power Five, and you've been a part of that. And then the American Athletic, you know, Commissioner Mike Oresko makes a case for Power Six. How do you look at the world of the autonomous five, of what they are in the Power Five, and then, you know, the rest of college football, so to speak, and how do you kind of assess the American Athletic?
Well, I mean, I just think, you know, because I've been in the SEC for seven of the last 10 years, and been in the ACC for two others, so I've known how strong this conference is collectively, and then how strong individual teams have been year in, year out in this conference. You know, so I've got a, you know, from the outside, had a great deal of respect for this league, and I think that is shared by a lot of people across the country. And then, you know, now, being in this league, you know, I see the guys that we're going to go up against every day on the field and in recruiting, and you know, I just think it's a great challenge. And you know, but the big thing that we got to worry about is every single day, you know, we got to build the best Temple football team that we can build, and the outside stuff will kind of take care of itself. But we have to take care of ourselves and work and compete and strive to put together the best product we can.
And then lastly, what a proper mission statement is for you, not just as a head coach, but as a leader, as a mentor, as a person in the community. What would be a proper mission statement for you?
Absolutely, sir. I've got it. We've got the our coach's manual. You know, is being built in the first page of the coach's manual. Our mission, I've got it right here: positively impact the lives of everyone associated with our football program. Provide structure and guidelines that allow our student-athletes to excel in every single phase of their lives, academically, socially, spiritually, athletically, and continually set high standards of performance that forces our guys to grow and develop towards being the absolute best they can possibly be. So that's word for word what it is, straight out of our coach's manual.
Well, Coach, you know, it's been an absolute honor, especially to end on that note, and I look forward to continued conversation with you and hopeful success with you at Temple.
Thank you for all you do for the conference, too. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.